Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
As I said in Hal's intro, the Bible Society has had what I reckon has been a brilliant campaign running over October called Live Light in 25 Words. The idea is simple. You register your email with Bible Society and each day you receive one verse from the Bible. In the rush and crush of every day, surely it's something that each of us can do. Just stop for a moment and reflect on a Bible gem. They've been popping into my inbox each day over these past 28 days or so, and it's already become a significant part of each day for me. Now, the plan was to run for this 1 month, so what next? I thought we should touch base with the Bible Society CEO, Greg Clark, to find out. Greg, welcome back to Open House.
Hi, Lee. Great to talk to you.
Good on you, Greg. My guess is you've been really pleased at the response from the figures.
Oh, absolutely delightful. We've just been thrilled by the support from Christians around Australia. And I have to say, across all the denominations of the churches, we've had 2,500 churches involved in this campaign. We estimate there's about 200,000 people across Australia doing it, 9,000 people signed up on their own, 2,500 with churches, with all the people who come with that, and about 50,000 downloads of Bible resources from our website. So we know people are out there this month engaging with God's Word, and that is just so exciting.
Yes. My guess is you're probably surprised at the response.
We were. We knew people wanted to read the Bible, but we knew they were struggling. We also knew that lots of churches have their own campaigns, their own way of doing it. Every year, churches and their ministers are trying to get people into the Word. So I think what happened here is we sort of lowered the bar far enough for all of us to say, we can do this. We can do one verse of Scripture a day,
yes,
25 words, and that's worth pursuing. And we all know we can update our Facebook pages once a day. That's about 25 words. So we've got time to read one verse, and let's hope we can dig into God's Word for at least as long as we're on Facebook.
Yep, I'm doing it so anyone can do it. I remember when this was first launched early this year, you had some rather surprising research about how low the level of engagement with the Bible is even in the Christian community.
That's right. Less than 20% of Aussie Christians have any kind of Bible reading habit. And we want to read the Bible, but we're struggling because we feel like we don't have time. We feel like it's too hard. It's such a big book. And we're not quite sure how it's relevant to our day-to-day life. And the 25 words concept has really started to answer those questions for us. We go, we can read a verse a day. We've got time for that. Actually, it's not too hard because if you choose the verse as well, they really are insights into the mind of God. And they make a difference to people's days. And I have to say, the common feedback I've had from people during the campaign is, I read the verse in the morning, I went to work, it was in my mind, but I didn't know what to do with it. And then I met someone at morning tea, and suddenly the verse became relevant and my day changed. And yeah, that kind of value of the Word of God for understanding who you are and what you need to do that day as a Christian person.
And people have responded that they've got a lot out of just one verse.
Yes, because I was a bit suspicious at first when we did this campaign and the idea was suggested to me. Aren't we just dumbing down Scripture? But the truth of the matter is that one verse of Scripture can contain an enormous amount of eternal truth. And you can discover that your mind is being directed towards God for that day just because you've engaged with that verse of Scripture. So we found it just people's response to the 25 words has been so heart-lightening, and that's exactly what we wanted.
Yes. So alongside this, you've also got a book out called God's Library. Give us a sketch of that, Greg.
Well, I wanted to write a book that helps people who have always been interested in the Bible, but for whatever reason never got to start reading it. You know, maybe they never had a chance to at school, or they thought it was too big and difficult to get into. I wanted to write a short book to convince people that it's worth the effort. And so God's Library explores the impact the Bible has had on you as someone in Western culture, on the art that you look at, the music you listen to, the laws of your society, even the history of Australia is just infused with the Bible. And then I want to introduce people to the Bible in a few short, sharp paragraphs and chapters that tell you just what the contents of the Bible really are. So it's designed for the person who says, I'm not sure how to get started on the Bible. Read my short book and hopefully that'll get you into the bigger book.
I think that's a really helpful contribution as well. The title is God's Library. So with the Live Light in 25 Words, as I said, the initial plan was to have this for a month. So what now?
Well, we're going to continue on. We think any month is a good month to build your Bible habit. So if you want to sign up and receive a verse a day from us, you can still do that past October. So just come to the 25 Words website, 25words.biblesociety.org.au, and sign up and we'll keep sending the verses out to you. We've also got ideas for follow-up campaigns, and the immediate one is going to be around Christmas. I can't give you the full story yet, but we're going to have something around the 25 days leading up to the 25th of December with 25 words. There's something going on there, Lee.
Okay, I'll watch that space. I'm really glad you're continuing with it, and it's part of the reason why I've got in contact with you, because as these days have gone past over the last week, I've thought, oh, this can't stop.
The other thing is we want to make it the Bible Society every October Bible Month for the Australian churches. We would love to keep serving the churches by making a lot of noise around October so that any church anywhere can build a program to help their people engage the Bible during October. So next October, we'll be back with another campaign. We also want to use Easter. We think Easter is a time when there's a huge focus in our society around the Christian faith, and so we'll have a campaign leading up to Easter, which will be about the blood of Jesus. Stay tuned for that one, Lee.
Okay, I think it's all really good. So if people haven't registered, let me ask you two questions to wrap with. How do they do it? But also, why should they do it?
Simplest thing is to come to that website, 25words.biblesociety.org.au. All we're asking is you give us an email address, and we'll just send you information about the campaign. We won't spam you. We won't try and sell stuff to you. We'll just send you Bible information. You can still do that at any time of day or night on our website. I think what we want people to do is take seriously that we have in God's Word a great deposit of truth. It's to lighten your heart. It's to shape your mind around God. It's to change your day and to change the way you live. And our society is making it harder and harder for us to engage with that word. So this is a campaign to try and help you and me engage with God's word every day in whatever way works for us. We know we want to do it. We just need an easy way in. And we hope that 25 Words provides everyone with an easy way into the word.
All power to you. And we'll put the link up on our Open House Community Facebook page. Great idea. Great to hear that it's keeping going. Greg Clark, thanks so much for joining us on Open House.
Thanks, Lee. God bless you, mate.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.